Rayanne!
I yell after her.
Don't you dare pick a 9-footer! Of course I'm picking a 9-footer!
She turns around, flashing me a grin as she walks backwards. She looks positively radiant, like a little kid in a candy store.
I finally have an apartment that lets me have a big tree!
Fuck, I mutter. This is gonna be a problem. Yeah, her apartment ceilings are tall, but she won't be able to move around a Christmas tree that big.
Don't you dare!
I yell at her, but it's to Rayanne's back, and she's positively ignoring me. I blink once, and she's disappeared into the maze of Christmas trees. I sigh, shrugging my shoulders down and hook my thumb into my jeans. Blonde curls flash in front of me, and I start moving towards the back, where the flash of Rayanne's hair gave her away.
Oh my god!
Rayanne's voice shouts out a few minutes later. It's loud and filled with excitement and anticipation.
Oh my god! Caleb! I found it!
Oh, fuck, I mutter. Here we go. Let's test out how far back she went.
Where are you? Back here!
She replies. It's far enough that I have to quicken my pace. The longer that I am separated from her, the more set she's going to be on whatever tree she's chosen. And it's going to be a fucking nightmare for me to pick up the pieces.
Marco!
I shout. We've played this game with Isla since we knew we could play outside by ourselves. It's now just a joke between the three of us. For a while in school, Isla included me in everything they did, because she's the best fucking sister there is in the world. There were some lonely days as a kid where the only people I could rely on were Isla and Rayanne.
Paulo!
Rayanne shouts, then giggles delightfully. I grin helplessly when I find her. She's a beacon of fucking light. With laughter dancing in her eyes, she makes a big ta-da gesture at the tree with her whole body, arms extended out with jazz hands dancing, and legs spread to support her new position. Ah, fuck me. I'm gonna have to talk her down from this, just like I knew I would. The tree, as she predictably told me, is a 9.5-foot Fraser. The whole point of a Christmas tree, Isla has informed me of Rayanne's family insistence, is to have a shining star on the top. And if that's the case, this tree is going to barely stand without scraping the top of the ceiling. The needles fan out beautifully, but the width of the bottom of the tree is too wide. It's going to take up all the free walking space in her living room. Then there's also the fact that this tree looks sturdy enough to knock me down on my ass and send me tumbling down 3 flights of stairs if I miss a step or stumble. Not worth it. No, I say, crossing my arms.
No,
Rayanne replies, raising an eyebrow.
Why ever not?
The final T in not is enunciated crisply to pronounce her disfavor. Sorry, Your Highness. We're fighting this out.
Where do I begin?
I scoff with laughter.
From the beginning.
Rayanne crosses her own arms, and the battle of reason and logic versus nostalgia and vision has commenced. The tree's too fucking tall, Rayanne. I begin at the top of my list. You won't be able to light up a star at the top.
I'll use a bow,
she rallies. Ray, when the fuck have you ever decorated with a bow?
I can trim the top.
Her deflection is a point to me because Rayanne Miller has never used a fucking bow for decorating in her life. Then it's going to look disproportionate, and the top will look too full and short, I argue, knowing too well how much it matters to Rayanne. And you won't be satisfied with inadequate proportions.
Who cares?
Rayanne fires back, her arms flying up in frustration.
You will! The tree is freaking gorgeous!
Rayanne counters, stomping her foot.
It'll look perfect in my apartment!
And how do you propose getting this thing up there? I raise my own eyebrow.